Welcome, students, to another edition of the Student Affairs Lecture Series. Today we're going to be talking about conducting a job search at OSU in Columbus. Today we have Kate Dillingham, the Director of Human Resources here at the College of Medicine, as well as the Office of Health Sciences. Kate.
Hi, Sam.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How long have you been in human resources, and how many resumes do you believe you've read and individuals you've interviewed over that time?
Well, I've been in human resources for 7 years here in the College of Medicine, and over that time, I know I've seen hundreds of applications and probably interviewed hundreds of people for various jobs at all different levels for the College of Medicine positions.
All right, well, let's talk about finding a job here at Ohio State. How can someone find a job at the university or, for that matter, the medical center?
It's a great question, and it's very easy. Just go to www.jobs.osu.edu and look for the separate links to the university and the medical center. The link to the university includes the College of Medicine, OSU main campus positions, as well as positions at the regional campuses and extension. And positions that are listed in our hospitals or our health system are listed under the medical center jobs.
All right. Could you give a timeline for someone applying and obtaining a position at the university or medical center?
Depends on what kind of position it is. Generally, it takes a month or two to obtain a job, and it really depends first on the level of position and second kind of on time frame that the hiring manager is looking at. Sometimes jobs are posted and they're not ready to interview right away, but in general, jobs are posted for a week on the OSU website. The applications are available to the hiring manager the next week, and generally they're screening applications and starting to call candidates for interviews within the next week or two. Then, depending on how many candidates they're interviewing, it can take another several weeks for a job offer to be made.
Great. After you submit the application, then, how long should someone wait before picking up the phone to inquire?
I would wait a couple of weeks. Again, the posting is out there for a week, so they generally go from Saturday through to the following Sunday of the next week, and so that Monday is when the hiring manager. So I'd wait for 2 weeks even after that. So probably about 3 weeks after you apply, then call the hiring manager or the HR person in that department to find out the status of the search.
What are some resources for finding a position in the Columbus area?
There's some great websites out there, some through the Columbus Chamber of Commerce, like www.columbusjobs.com. There's also a careerboard.com, a hellocolumbus.com, and the careerbuilder.com. And on all of these sites, there's a capability to register. They're free, but you can register, you can get email notification of jobs, you can search by a keyword. On the careerbuilder.com, because that's a national job board, you can enter a keyword as well as a city or region that you're looking for a job in.
Is there a good method for exploring the opportunities on these websites, such as getting on the listserv?
I would take advantage of any of the little perks that come with those job boards. I think that just a good strategy in general is don't apply for everything out there that shows up under your keyword. Be judicious and really choose positions to apply for that that you have a direct qualification for that matches your job skills.
All right, what are the keys to a great cover letter?
Well, your cover letter is a great way to introduce yourself. You want just a one-page cover letter. Find out who the hiring manager is. If you can't find out, it's okay to put Dear Hiring Manager, but if you can personalize it, that makes it that much better. You want to indicate in the introduction why you are interested in that position. And then you're going to sell yourself. You're going to directly relate your skills to the skills that are in that employer's requirements listed in that job posting. And then in your last paragraph of your letter, you're going to make a plan. You're going to say what you would like to see happen next. So you would say, I will follow up with a phone call or an email to schedule an interview with you in the next 2 weeks or something. So you're letting the hiring manager know that you do intend to follow up.
Great. What are the keys to a great resume?
I think that you need to understand the purpose of a resume. It's a place where you're listing your background and experience as well as your accomplishments. It can be used as an information sheet for when you're posting for a position. You can also use it for professional associations and organizations. It's not a bad idea to customize your resume or tweak it just a little bit depending on the jobs that you're looking for. And you need to be pretty clear about what kinds of jobs you are looking for. You can list your skills in a chronological fashion or your jobs in a chronological fashion by most recent job at the top. And you would use this kind of format if you are really intending to stay in the same career path as your most recent position. If you've had a gap, I guess, in your job history, or you've really changed career paths, then you could use more of a functional resume where you're listing your skills, where you're summarizing your skills and highlighting what your talents really are and really not indicating the length of time at your jobs. The thing to be careful about there, though, is that most hiring managers are going to want to see your job history. So if you do have a gap in your job, in your jobs, I would do a combination where you summarize your functional skills at the top and then at the bottom briefly list the jobs that you've had with the time periods that you've been there. In terms of writing your resume, you need to be concise. It should be just a page or two. Use action verbs like managed or prepared or coordinated. Don't use I. You wouldn't want to say, I had the responsibility of. So you want it to be concise. Eliminate any unimportant details that really are not relevant to the job. And make sure you proofread. I have to really stress this. Proofread your resume and get somebody else to look at it too. I can't tell you how many times I have eliminated applicants or candidates, screened them out because there were a number of typos in their resume.
Great, that's great information. And probably the last step in gaining employment, whether it be here at the medical center, the university, or in the Columbus area, is probably learning about the keys to preparing for that all-important interview. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think the first thing you want to do is some pre-work. Before you even get to the interview, you want to research the company and the position. You really want to understand who their customers are, who their competitors are. You want to have an understanding of their management philosophy, their culture at that company. And you might want to jot down some questions that you have about either the position or the company itself. When you get to the interview, make sure that you've got appropriate attire, have fairly conservative clothing. You're also, though, going to want to tailor your attire to the culture of the organization that you're interviewing with. So if they have a very casual atmosphere, if you come in wearing a suit and tie and that's completely inappropriate for their environment, that may work against you. So that's where that doing the research ahead of time is really going to help you. But in general, dress more conservatively than you would maybe in your everyday. You know, there are different types of interviews, and you should prepare for those. There are some telephone interviews. When we're screening applications, we're paper screening them first, and then once we determine that we're going to interview, sometimes the hiring manager or the HR professional will conduct a telephone interview to further ask about qualifications. It's really confirming some of the things that you've said on your resume. Once you get to a face-to-face interview, it could be one-on-one with the hiring manager, it could be in a group or a committee, and they can ask you a variety of questions and in a variety of formats. They can ask you to verify your skills, they can ask you some competency questions, you know, yes or no, you've done this particular experience. They can also use a technique called behavioral interviewing, where they're asking you to describe a situation in your past work experience, and they're asking you to lead them through the experience, who you worked with, how you approached the project or the task, and what the outcome was. So ahead of time, think about the accomplishments that you've had that you're most proud of and really how you accomplished those things. And then after the interview, you're going to want to follow up with a thank you letter to the person. You know, before you leave, though, make sure you're shaking their hands. If you're really interested in the position, you're going to want to reiterate your interest in that position. But do follow up within a few days with a thank you letter. And again, be specific. Don't make that be a form letter. You know, it's addressed to the person or persons that you talked with, and say something specific about the interview.
Great. That is very helpful information. So, probably the last question to ask here is, how can you stand out from all those who are applying for the various positions that are available?
Sam, in my experience, the most successful candidates are the ones that have really done their homework about the company. They have, they've researched the position, they've researched the culture of that company, they understand something about the organizational structure, they understand a little bit about the initiatives, the future of that company. It's also going to be very key to make a connection between your skills and the job you're applying for, so that you've really given some thought to what specifically are the skills and experiences that I have, how are they going to relate to this job that I'm applying for? And then be prepared to talk about those accomplishments. And not only the fact that you did X, Y, and Z, but what was your role in making them happen? Were you a participant in that project? Were you leading it? Were you coordinating it? So be prepared to talk about what your role was in that project or task. And then just relax, be yourself. It's okay to be nervous, but if you've done the preparation that you need and you're clear about the kind of position that you're wanting and how your skills relate to that kind of position, then you'll be fine. You will be relaxed and you'll do great.
Okay. That was very helpful information, and we appreciate your time today. And if we have questions in the future, we'll bring you back.
Thank you. I look forward to that.